Happy Easter.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and the actions of our lives be a song of Alleluia to you, O God, our strength
and our Redeemer. None of the Gospels ever actually tell the story of the resurrection. Rather, they tell the stories that circulated many years later about what the disciples experienced
that
day. Dear
Emma,
every version is quite different from the other Gospels. Matthew's version has an earthquake.
I know this seems like a strange letter already,
and reassuring,
because
we'll never know exactly what happened that day.
And as yet, you really don't know
each
other.
Each story tells of Christ's continuing presence.
But I'm hoping that by the time you read this letter on your own, with your own ability to read,
the reading today is from the book of Matthew,
that you will know the names of the people that share with you this letter.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb.
Baptism.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake.
I'm writing you this letter
descending from heaven came and
for your baptism day to try to tell you what it means to the gathered people here that you are here.
For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women,
"Do not be afraid. I want to start by saying a few words about the people
who
brought you
here,
your parents.
He is not here, for he has been raised,
although
as he said.
There will be times when you will question this with great vigor.
Then go quickly and tell his disciples,
they love
he has been
deeply
raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to
and
Galilee.
Kind of in
there
awe of you.
You will see him. This is my message for you.
Please be kind
to them."
So
they left the tomb quickly with fear and
even
great joy,
times
and ran
it will
to
feel
tell his disciples.
To you,
suddenly
like
Jesus
they don't
met
really
them
deserve
and
it.
Said, "Greetings." And they came to
you
him
need to understand
his feet
that
and worshiped.
Grown-ups.
Then Jesus said
is
to them,
difficult
"Do not be afraid.
Life.
Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee.
And that they're
there
going
they
through,
will
you know.
See me."
They're
this
likely
is what the Spirit is
nervous,
saying to the church.
Excitable, and confused by all the new things that they're going through. Keep in mind, and I know this is hard to imagine, that your parents were children a very long time ago. Incredible, eh? So please be patient with them and understanding in spite of the foolish things that they do. And one day, you might just wake up and discover to your utter amazement that you're a parent too. But your parents are not the only ones that are here today at your baptism. There is a whole community here that gathers around you. Some people have traveled some distance to be here today on the day of your baptism. And there are people who are likely thinking about you in other places today as well. In fact, this community is gathered all over the world today. Likely in every place you will ever go in your life, there will be people who have gathered today, not just for your baptism, but for other people's baptisms. And because it's Easter, a day to celebrate the power of God to bring us back to life. We are a community that believes in that power. And although I'll come back to this a little bit later, I want you to know that we were here, that this worldwide community is here with you, greets you on this day, celebrates the amazing reality that you are in this world. Now, sometimes we're a bit of a weird bunch. Sometimes, like your parents, we do foolish things, we say foolish things. We're human, just like you. Sometimes we make remarkable mistakes. But know that at the heart of it all, the intention of this community that gathers around you is to love you. And we promise to never give up trying to do that. Jeremiah, Emma, Ju Young, I thought you should know that our habit in this community is to baptize people like you, infants and children. Oh, sometimes we baptize adults, but mostly it's children. At the beginning of a wondrous adventure of life. And so one of the things that we experience as we look at you is utter amazement. You see, there was a time when you were not here. And we had no idea of the space that was empty that is now filled with you. But now, we can't imagine life without you here. And that is an amazing experience. That too is kind of staggering and exciting. Another thing we do right now is to imagine the life that is in front of you. And oh, that's staggering. That's exciting. And honestly, a little bit scary. We have experienced the happiness and the joy, the struggle and the heartbreak of life. And we know so little of what you will experience in your lifetime. The world is changing. And there are difficult days ahead. You, more than us, will have to deal with climate change. You will likely have to figure out how to resolve conflicts that we can't even imagine yet. And you will discover things that we know nothing about yet. So we look at you and we imagine your life and we feel small. And we find ourselves praying, God, take care of this precious one and all the precious ones. And then we find ourselves saying to God, oh, okay, God, so I need your help to make this world a more habitable place for this precious one. A more peaceful place, a more just and loving place for this and all our precious ones. God, help us do that. And on the day of your baptism, we promise again to do everything we can. And now, Ju Young, Emma, Jeremiah, your baptism day happens also to be Easter, a day when we, the followers of Jesus, celebrate the power of God to pull one spectacular fast one on the powers of death. The powers that would control life for their own selfish interests. And that is no coincidence, because we believe that same holy power lives in you, lives in each of us, lives most vividly and powerfully in us together. You see, the one whose life and teachings we are trying to follow, Jesus, confronted those powers. But he did it in a very particular way. He gathered his friends together, and together they learned how to live in tune with a love that is at the very heart of life itself. And incredibly, when they did this, they became a target for fearful forces that wanted that power all for themselves. In fact, those very forces tried to control Jesus and his followers. And when they found that they could not control them, they killed him. And they thought that would be the end of that. But it wasn't. Because it never can be. God love, the lover, the very power of love itself cannot be killed. Our deepest prayer today is that you discover this for yourself, because it will save your life over and over and over again. Oh, people do die. Many precious things die. And you will discover this hard and painful part of living. And sometimes it will not feel fair or right in any way. But this week we have remembered what happened to Jesus, because he too died in a most unfair way. God knows it is devastating. But we remember Jesus today because God did not let the powers of control, fear, and death have the last word. Nope. Love gets the last word. This world does not belong to the powers that would use it for their own ends. No. This world, the world that you live in, belongs to God. And you belong to God. And so, Emma, Jeremiah, Juyoung, as you head out into this wondrous, amazing adventure of life, we pray that you will always know, at every turn in the road, that at the heart of life there is love, an ancient, beautiful, achingly vulnerable, endlessly tenacious, and hugely powerful life that holds your life. And this love shines in every crook and corner of the world you will ever find yourself in, if you have the eyes to see it. This love will outlast any dark night and will be a beacon to guide you if you let it. Never give up on this love. And that's a promise. Yours in Christ, Will, and the people of God.